I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Blue Jays are headed home one win from a championship. And it was a child who led them tonight. 22-year-old Treya Savage, 12 strikeouts. 12-plus strikeouts and a win in a World Series game. The Jays are one win away from their first title in 32 years.
Savage.
Yeah, babe.
He is an unbelievable stud on the mound. Five postseason starts. He's only had three regular season starts. Listen, let's give him his props. Seven innings, one run, three hits, 12 strikeouts, no walks. Props. But you got to give the Blue Jays management props also for having the guts to put this kid in the postseason, in the rotation, Ed. That is believing in your organization right there.
That's what I'm saying. How would they know? I guess they know. Look at this kid. He must have ice water in his veins. You put him in the World Series with three major league starts at 22 years old. And he strikes out 12 batters.
When I saw him do it against the Yankees, I'm like, okay, whatever. Whatever. Then he did it again. I'm like, okay. And then last, it's funny because I heard someone on ESPN say that, Canty's can't miss bets. Mm-hmm. He said, bet the under on your Savage because there's no way in the world the Dodgers are going to let this kid, after seeing him already, come out there and do it again. And when he was saying it, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, you can miss. I didn't predict 12 strikeouts, but whatever the prop number for him was.
It was 4.5, because I liked the under because it was plus money. And again, his prop bet for outs was like 10 point something.
I don't like the bet at all, not against him. I'm not saying I would have bet the over, but I'm just saying against him, I would have bet another prop. That kid is the guy. I mean, I don't know. My thing is, as much as I'm willing to say Vlad Guerrero Jr., I think he has found himself and he'll become this guy permanently. I don't know if your Savage is going to always be this guy.
I already have a prop bet for Friday.
What is it?
It's Vlad Guerrero over 1.5 bases. Bet it every game.
You better bet that.
How is it still plus money in Vegas?
Is that really still the bet?
Yes. Every game, like, so he was minus 110, which is, that's even money, basically. Yeah. You know, you pay your 10% VIG. And you're going, well, if he's even money to get 1.5 bases, which on a normal, like let's say a normal regular season game, Vlad to go over 1.5 bases, you might see him right around even money or plus 120, plus 130, depending on the pitcher. He has a 1.3 OPS,
yes,
which means all he does is get on base and he's not getting walked every time. And I literally bet him in every game to go over 1.5 bases. You know what he's done?
Every game.
Gone over 1.5 bases in every damn game.
He's not only getting on base, but he's an extra base hit machine. That's what the OPS suggests.
Yes.
That's a high slugging average.
Yes. Yes.
I don't get it.
Yes, get it. I'm looking at it. I went yesterday and I'm going, how is he plus 110? Are they not watching? Let me check my sheet again. Yeah, there's the first game over. Yeah, the second game's over. The third game went over. The fourth game went over. Hell, what was last night? Last night was the fifth game. Let me check and see. It went over! How is he plus money? It doesn't make any sense.
Ed, did the Blue Jays wrap it up Friday or did this go seven?
I think they wrap it up quickly, actually. They look like they're unstoppable.
It's Yamamoto in game six.
Yeah.
And it's weird because, like, I wanted to go against Yamamoto the next time they saw him, kind of like the thought process of what he was
saying.
Can't
do it again.
Because
is he going to pitch another complete game?
I think it's going seven.
I think it goes seven.
Yeah. I think we see game seven on
Saturday. If it goes seven, then who's pitching for the Blue Jays?
That's a good question. I mean,
they're going back out with Scherzer, Bassett. No, like, they're going to do what they just did, a bullpen game. Because Scherzer's in line to start. That's who I'm assuming you go to, right?
I don't want to face Max Scherzer in Game 7.
You don't want to face him? I want all of Max Scherzer in Game 7.
I don't know, man.
He's not Max Scherzer anymore.
He was early on in the playoffs. The one game when he didn't want to come out of the game, I don't want him having that game again.
Yeah. You remember when you saw some of your favorite players in these weird uniforms at the end of their career and out there, it's like, man, that ain't him. That ain't how I want to remember him. That's going to be Max Scherzer. Like, he's still an absolute bulldog. And in regular season, I would be fine with him being in my rotation. I don't want him anywhere near my team in the postseason.
You think about in your head, like, facing these guys in the batter's box, Max Scherzer in particular with the two different colored eyes.
It's crazy. Like,
he just looks intimidating to me.
I feel like he has a Jekyll and Hyde personality because he's a different person when he pitches.
And his teammates love him.
Yeah, if you talk to him when it's not a day he pitches, it's kind of like our boss. You get him out of the office, it's like, man, this is the best guy ever. And you're in here and you're like, why the hell is he still yelling at me? What did I do? You know.
Oh, you mean the old boss.
The big boss. The yeah.
Oh.
The
one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is he listening? No.
All the time. How many times he told you about your bets?
Let me see if I got... Oh. Dude, I could give that cat 5 games and go 4-1, and he'd bet the one I lost and go, I only bet the one and it lost. What are you... You don't know what you're talking about. Every time.
I don't know. I think he's got a little soft in his old age.
He has.
A little bit.
He has. Yeah.
Heaven.
I remember... So, by the way, we were in Nashville, my buddy Larry and I, or as your Ed husband. Calls him, my husband... And Larry, I just say this full disclosure, black dude. We walk up on said boss and all his buddies, and he goes,
got an interracial marriage.
Yeah, but I got to preface this so people understand what I'm saying. We walk in and run into our boss and all his golfing buddies, and he looks at me and he goes, are we hanging out with the good old boys all night? And then after them buying him a few drinks, he's over. I think he's singing Garth Brooks with them, just leaning back in Nashville, having the best time of his life.
When I first came to the morning show, he wanted to meet with me every day when we walked down the hall. So one day, I guess I had a weird body language. He said, what's wrong? I kind of liked it better when you didn't know my name.
Yes.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the fan. Now he's a cool dude.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.